From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A top White House economic advisor says there's an overwhelming sense that more needs to be done to get the unemployment rate down. On Sunday talk shows, Christina Romer said reducing the country's 10% jobless rate is key to shrinking the budget deficit. The administration maintains that even though employers will continue to cut positions, the job loss has not been as heavy as the start of 2009. There are new tensions between the Obama administration and Israel after Washington's special envoy to the Middle East said the U.S. might impose sanctions on Israel to press it to make concessions to the Palestinians. Linda Gradstein reports.
George Mitchell's remarks came in an interview with Charlie Rose on PBS. He said that the U.S. could impose sanctions and withhold loan guarantees to press Israel to make concessions to the Palestinians. Today, Israeli media quoted Finance Minister Yuval Steinitz as saying that Israel was, quote, doing just fine without American loan guarantees. Steinitz also said the U.S. recently agreed on billions of dollars in loan guarantees, which are U.S.-backed loans at favorable interest rates. Negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians have been frozen over Palestinian insistence that Israel freeze all settlement expansion, including in East Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu 2 months ago restricted building in the West Bank, but has approved hundreds of new homes in East Jerusalem. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Chinese exports surged last month, helping it to overtake Germany as the world's largest exporter. Despite the December increase, China's foreign trade and its trade surplus both fell in 2009. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this from Beijing.
Figures released by Chinese Customs on Sunday showed that China's exports last month rose 34%, the first year-on-year increase since November of 2008. Chinese imports, particularly of raw materials, grew even faster last month, shrinking China's trade surplus by more than a third year-on-year. Exporters benefited from China's $586 billion fiscal stimulus package, which helped them to overcome slumping global demand. Finance Minister Xie Xuren said Sunday that the fiscal stimulus spending would continue to be robust in 2010. Analysts point out that while China now exports more goods than Germany, many products are simply processed or assembled in China by foreign firms. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Christian Malaysians attending Sunday services are praying for national unity following a spate of Muslim extremist attacks on Christian churches in recent weeks, the latest occurring today. The attacks have been sparked by a high court's ruling to allow non-Muslims to use the word Allah in their prayers and in literature. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Dallas Cowboys are moving on to Minnesota in a week for their next playoff game. Charged up by their wild card victory last night against the Eagles, Dallas crushed Philadelphia 34-14, ending a 13-year-long playoff drought. Dallas head coach Wade Phillips says there wasn't much difference between this game and the Cowboys-Eagles matchup last week.
I thought the game was a lot like the game we just played. I mean, we played well on offense and defense and special teams again. They're a very good football team. We knew that going in. We did let them make one big play on us defensively, and that was about it.
Dallas beat Philadelphia last Sunday 24-0 in their regular season finale. Turning to weather, much of the South and East Coast are still in a deep freeze. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
The snow and sleet that reached as far south as Florida has moved out, but the Arctic cold remains. Oklahoma, Arkansas, and western Tennessee will see lows in the single digits and teens, and much of the Gulf Coast and central Florida will dip into the 20s. The average high in Atlanta this time of year is 50 degrees, but forecasters say the mercury will only reach into the 30s on Sunday. Subfreezing temperatures have stuck around for a week, something this part of the country rarely sees. Forecasters are predicting near-record cold through Sunday night in parts of Florida and the Keys, and a hard freeze warning is in effect from eastern Texas and Louisiana to Georgia and into northern Florida. Citrus growers are watching their crops closely as damage occurs when the temperature remains below 28 degrees for several hours. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.